Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for Elon Daily this Tuesday, February 19th. Now, this is one that's going to be a little bit different because I just went on a little trippy trip up to the little Northern California. So I live in Los Angeles, went up to the Bay Area, did a little stuff, and then came back. And as I did that little trippy trip, I took my little microphone in the car and outside the car, and I wanted to sort of explore what it's like traveling that distance, which is about 350, 400-ish miles, so about 600 kilometers, what that trip is like on a busy weekend. So it's President's Day here in the United States, or it was. And so that's not one of the big holidays, but it's a big-ish holiday. And so particularly on the way back, which was the Monday, which was when everybody sort of comes back home, many of them to Los Angeles, from the Bay Area, what that's like, how long that takes, what's the charging like? Because, you know, there's this infrastructure that we have for Teslas, but it's not perfect, and you're about to see why. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, first stop on the way back is Salinas, California, which is just sort of south of Monterey. Here we go. This is good stuff. Now, the audio is kind of crappy because it was done on the fly, but you'll get the idea. Oh, and I should also say this. We're traveling in an X. It's a 100D, one of the newer ones. Fully charged, it gets to a rated range of 295 miles. So remember, that is not what you get on the freeway at freeway speeds. And it doesn't charge as fast as the Model 3. The Model 3 is a very efficient car. So for the same number of kilowatt hours you put into it, you get a lot more range. So having said that, here we are at a supercharger station in Salinas, California. All right, so we're at Salinas, driving back from the Bay Area. And there are, how many? An 8 bay. This is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 14 bay. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 14 bay, 8 present. I am on 7A. There's nobody on 7B. I'm getting a good rate of charge right now. I'm getting 110 kilowatts, which I will take. I will take that. So that was in Salinas, California. Before we left, we were there for about 30 minutes, maybe longer. About 30 minutes. Before we left, the entire thing was full. 14 cars and one car waiting. We charged up. Boom! We're headed south about 100 miles to the either Atascadero or the Madonna Inn Superchargers, where we'll do one last charge and then be able to make it all the way home. So I've traveled about 100 miles south, about 160 Ks, and we're just going to stop here at Atascadero and see what the supercharger situation is. There's actually another supercharger about 30 miles down at the Madonna Inn, and as we're pulling up here, it's an 8-bay supercharger, and it is full, and there is four people waiting and a Tesla person handing out water. Since we don't have to stop here, we're going to continue on to the next supercharger, like 20 or 30 miles down the road at the Madonna Inn. We're going to hope, we're going to pray, hope and pray that the situation is better there. All right, we're pulling off Highway 101 to the beautiful, bizarre Madonna Inn. If you ever get a chance, go check it out. Very famous here in California. It's very gaudy and crazy, and it's got a big story, but check it out. But there is a supercharger right next to it. So as we pull up to the supercharger, my worstest fears have been recognized. So this is a 12-bay supercharger. One of them is broken. There is a snow cone on the ground in front of one of them. And we're one of four or five people waiting right now. The bays are all full, mostly of Model 3s. It is 4:24 as we're pulling up here, and there's a person who says that they don't work for Tesla, but she's giving out water. I don't really understand exactly who this person is. And so we'll get back to you when we get onto the charger. Oh my, oh my, I am so anxious. I am so anxious. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's about 10 minutes later. I can't complain about that too much. It's about 10 minutes later. And we are getting our chance to hop on the supercharger. Again, it's all full. There's now five people behind us. So we're going to plug in here, and we're going to see how many kilowatts we're going to get. Remember that each stall is divided. So it has 135 kilowatts theoretical that's then divided. And you can get only as 120 at its peak. But you should be able to get 60, 70 75 if both are pulling from the same stall. So we're getting a max here of about 69 kilowatts. It's telling us to go to our next stop, which is home, about 180 miles away, we're going to have to plug in for about 40 minutes. So we are going to go on a little walkie walk, see what is around here at the Madonna Inn, while all of those people over there, those five other Tesla owners, are looking at us longingly, hoping that we're getting the hell out of here. No, we're not. Wait your turn. It's not very fun, is it? It's upsetting. So it's about 40 minutes later, and we have not charged to continue on our way. Maybe it was 45 minutes. And it says we will arrive home with about 11% charge. So we're going to get the heck out of Dodge. There's still like four or five people waiting. So there's been a lot of turnover, obviously. There's a big red sign up that says Tesla, 40-minute charging only. You see that here frequently on big, busy days. So I just got home. It was a very, very long trip, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because when we got to the Santa Barbara area, there was a little crashy crash, and we had a two-hour delay on the freeway. So we were a little bit exhausted from our trip, but the Tesla said we would have, I think, 11% when we got back. So that's from the Madonna Inn to home. We got back with 15% because Teslas in general, electric cars in general, kind of like that slower traffic. I don't necessarily love stop and go. Probably the max range you'll get in your Tesla, if you ever want to try it out, because the hypermilers have done it, is somewhere around 25 to 30 miles an hour. So you're doing enough distance, but not using very much energy at all, will get you the maximum range. You could probably get close to 1,000 miles in a Model 3 doing that. But, you know, who's going to drive at 28 miles an hour? Thank you very much. So the spiel with the supercharger network goes like this. It is really the differentiator between Tesla and all other EVs. The fact that I can drive from Los Angeles to San Francisco and back again in an EV is kind of remarkable. You couldn't even do it in a Tesla a few years ago. But there are now these supercharger stations with lots of nozzles all the way up and down the coast and inland, and you can go across the country now. You can go to so many places here in the United States, but it is still not adequate for when it's busy. And I say that because if you want to tell your ICE friend, hey, ICE friend, you should get an EV, and ICE friend says, hey, what about on the busy days, can I drive up the coast? What's the infrastructure like? You have to be honest and say, look, there's probably going to be some delays. You're going to have to wait to get on the supercharger, and the supercharger is way, way slower than an ICE vehicle. In an ICE vehicle, you can probably fill up in 5 or 10 minutes and get 3, 4, or 500 miles range. In a Tesla, in the current version of the supercharger, which is version 2, in 40 minutes, you might get, if you're lucky, 170 miles, maybe 200 miles, if you're lucky, because each pillar has a 135 kilowatts potential, but then when two people are on that pillar, so on 7A and 7B, 1A, 1B, when two people are on that, the max you're going to get is just under 70 kilowatts, so you're not going to get 170 miles of range in less than about 40 minutes, which is exactly what happened on our little live recording there. So it is way, way slower than an ICE car. Now, there was this battery swap idea that Elon had, and there was actually one here at Harris Ranch, which is about 3-4 hours drive from Los Angeles, and it never really came to fruition because it turned out that people would rather supercharge than battery swap, but that was back when supercharging was free. Now, supercharging for a lot of people is no longer free, but it is still less than what they were going to charge, which was something around $50 for a full battery. It's much less than that when you supercharge. In fact, here in California, it's probably half the price. So that might still be the big issue. The battery swap idea sort of came and went and died, but it would certainly speed up. They were talking about being able to do a battery swap in like 30 seconds, but that's dead. So it's all about supercharging. So the only way we can, I'm saying Tesla, we can compete with ICE cars is if we significantly improve the speed and the number of chargers. So version 3 is supposed to come out soon, although don't hold your breath because Elon said that before and has been saying it for a long time. And version 3 of Supercharger should be 2 to 2.5 times faster, should have something like 200, 250 kilowatts, should be able to get you approximately 200 miles of range in 10 minutes. Now that becomes really interesting and useful if that is sustained and if that is on every single nozzle. So even if I'm sharing with you, you're on 1A and I'm on 1B, if we're sharing and we can still both get 200 miles range in 10 minutes, that's pretty spectacular. The only way I see that's going to happen is not only if you're grid-tied, you're probably going to have to be tied to a big series of Tesla batteries that suck up perhaps lots of energy during the day from the solar panels and then are able to take that DC energy and put it into your car really fast and kind of act like a capacitor. And I say that because the size of the pipe that you would need to have sort of like a 14-bay supercharger or a 20-bay supercharger where everybody's pulling 200, 250 kilowatts, you'd probably have to upgrade the line substantially to do that just for those cars. So I'm thinking you sort of fill up the batteries as you go. That acts as a capacitor. When it's not full, the batteries are filling up kind of thing. I don't know, but that is what I suspect. In order to get full speed at every nozzle in these big bays, when you've even the smaller bays, you know, the 8-bay, the 10-bay, the 20-bay, you're probably going to have to put some batteries in there. And I wonder if the new Mega Pack, that much bigger battery pack, even bigger than Power Pack, I wonder if that's going to be part of version 3 of supercharging, boys and girls. Until then, you have to be honest with yourself that a drive to San Francisco, which let's say normally would take an ICE car 6 hours, let's say 6 hours nonstop, no wheeze, and you've got, you know, 450-mile range in your car and you can get there the whole way. In a Tesla, it's going to take an hour or two longer. You're going to have to stop right now for at least an hour of charging. And if there's lots of delays because there's not enough supercharger, it's even longer than that. So this is why I'm anxious about the supercharger network. There are so many Model 3s and so many more coming. Here's the fundamental problem. They are making Model 3s in California, and California is sort of the bellwether for what happens in the rest of the country and what happens in the rest of the world. They're making so many Model 3s so much faster than they're expanding the supercharger network. These delays are going to get worse and worse, and that is really bad for business if ICE car drivers drive past the supercharger and see all of these Teslas and sort of annoyed Tesla owners going, I can't believe I've got to wait this long. So we have to have more superchargers, and they have to be faster. To give you an idea, there's about 115,000 gas stations in the United States. That's data from about 2012 when it was probably peaking. There's less now than there was then, but about 115,000. I don't know how many nozzles that is, but let's say they've got 10 nozzles each. Then you're talking, you know, like a million nozzles for all of the gas cars in the United States. Whereas Tesla has about 1,000 supercharger stations in the US. And I don't know how many nozzles that is, but it's probably about 8,000 or something like that. So you get the idea that we're talking a couple of orders of magnitude more in the gas infrastructure than in Tesla's EV infrastructure. And I don't think that Tesla needs to increase, therefore, the supercharger network by 100-fold. Don't think it needs to do that because so much of the charging is done at home. But along these freeways, and particularly during high peak times, there's going to have to be a substantial increase in the number of superchargers for busy days, and or a substantial increase in the speed of those superchargers, and or a significant increase in the range in the cars. Because then if you've got much more range in the car, maybe you don't have to stop. If you've got 500-mile range in your car, then you can go from LA to San Francisco without stopping and just charge at both ends. Now, that's a waste of money most of the time. If you're only driving 30, 40 miles a day and very rarely drive 500 miles, then that's a big waste of lithium and heaviness and battery. But for those people that do it frequently, who want to pay the extra money, I would love to see this kind of option as a very long range, sort of a 400-500-mile range Model 3 or Y or S or X. And this is obviously not outrageous, right? Because we know that Roadster 2, the Roadster that is coming, the Roadster that might be here in 2020, the Roadster, in that case, has a 620-mile range. Now we're talking. And they probably took two slabs of batteries and stacked them on top of each other. I would love to see something like that, a really high-capacity S, X, Y, if possible, so that those people that do a lot of travel or those people who are just stupid enough to buy that kind of range could do it. I think they would sell a significant number of them. As Elon said about the Roadster, it would be pretty much the ultimate smackdown to the ICE car if your electric car was faster, yes it is, smoother, thank you very much, better acceleration, hello, but also had these big mega batteries that would give it 500-mile range. I mean, come on, that'd be sweet. As long as that extra range didn't cost $50,000, but cost something like $10,000. Then, sweetness. Now, I've got an alternative suggestion here. So we talked about the battery swap. The battery swap idea was that I'm driving to San Francisco, I get halfway, I want to rapidly change out the battery, I can do it in 30 seconds, I get a new battery. Okay, that's cool. That's great. That's fine. Didn't work because of the reasons we talk about. But what about this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Think about this, Tesla. Are you listening? Hello, are you listening? What about this? Most of the time, 200-mile range battery is all I need because I drive 30, 40 miles a day, and maybe I take the kids to the park and I do something a bit longer, but 200 miles is all I need 90% of the time. But every now and then, I want to go see Grandma, and Grandma lives in Minnesota, and it's a big, long drive. How about I go to the service center, and I rent for the month or the week or the day or the weekend a much bigger battery pack? I say, slap on a 600-mile battery into this puppy, and I will pay for it. And then when I come back, you can take it off and charge it up and use it for the next person and give me back my old one. How about that as a modification of the battery swap idea? That I only need a big battery every now and then. How about I pay for it every now and then? Alternatively, of course, I could just rent a Tesla that has a much longer range. But if possible, in the infrastructure, in that battery configuration, if they could do that, how sweet would that be? Most of the time, I'm just driving around in my battery. Every now and then, going down to the service center, and I'm going to get myself a big one for the weekend, for the week, for the month. Oh, that'd be sweet. Yeah, you heard it here first on Elon Daily, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Or alternatively, in addition to, some of us are just going to want to pay the extra money to get a long-range battery in our car, even though most of the time we're not using it. But for convenience sake, in my case, once or twice a month, I'm going to be driving a long way. I would pay the extra money to get the bigger battery if that extra money was not outrageous. If battery prices come down, and if battery pack prices came down to the point where I could have a $40,000 car, like a Model Y or a Model 3, that does 300 miles, I'd be like, delicious. But for $50,000, get a few more dollars out of the bank account, ask the credit union for a bit bigger loan, I could have a car that goes 500 miles. Guess what I'm buying? I'm buying the car for an extra $10,000 that goes 500 miles. That might be a waste of money for most people, but for some of us, it is peace of mind. There's also a use case for those people who like to do things like go to national parks. And if you modified the car so you could plug in 120-volt or 240-volt appliances, you could have a big battery, drive 100 miles into the national park. You could then use your car to keep you cold or warm, depending on where you are, to plug in some electrical equipment and drive out of the national park and get back to the supercharger, all with a lot of overhead. Not having to worry about, oh my gosh, am I going to use too much battery? There's a number of use cases for a gigantic battery. I'm just saying. I've ranted enough. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Elon Daily. This is the longest one because this is one of my passionate philosophic things. We'll talk to you more tomorrow. I promise I won't be BSing so much. Herbert out. Well, almost out. Check out Talking Tesla, the big show with Tom and Robert, where we rant and have fun and it's a good time. And leave us a note on iTunes and give us a rating because that helps. And thank you to everybody because we are now a top 10 technology podcast. Don't know how that happened, but we thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.